What's up, everybody? I'm Andy Alessio, and welcome to the latest edition of the Back to Back Hip Hop Podcast. On Skype with me is Canadian artist Smart Death. So, man, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Dude, I cannot say enough. I'm intrigued by you as an artist for so many reasons, so I'm so fucking excited that this is happening.
Hell yeah, it's lit.
So let's get right into it, man. You're about to drop this new EP in Sethany. And before we even talk about the EP itself, being the nerd that I am, I had to Google what Sethany means. And according to Urban Dictionary, Sethany is defined as a creature of eternal beauty and grace that's rarely seen in modern times. So what makes Smart Death a creature of eternal beauty and grace?
Damn, that's lit. I didn't even know that.
I knew you'd like that.
Yo, that's fire. I am a creature of internal beauty and grace, though. Internal and eternal. I'm a pretty bitch, you know?
So how did that come about? Because obviously, I mean, you're a creature of eternal beauty for the fact that you paint your nails, which is dope, and we'll get into that. Why? Why are you a pretty bitch?
You know, I have beautiful long hair. I'm small in stature. I have beautiful long nails. I take pride in my appearance. I try to be fly as hell. And the way I came up with Sethany was I always am, like, making a new name. And so I was saying Little Death for a bit, and then I started saying Little Seth, and then I turned it into Sethany.
Now, how did the whole appearance thing come about? How did you first want to, you know, grow out your hair and start painting your nails? Because obviously, I mean, being a male, that's not necessarily the norm.
I, like, been growing my hair since forever. When I was a kid, like, even, like, when I was mad young, I would grow my hair, and then every so often, my parents would be like, yo, you got cut your hair, your hair's too long. And then I'd cut my hair, and I would get so sad, and then I was like, I'm never cutting that shit again. I think the last time I cut it was probably, like, I don't even know, like, 9 years ago or something? Like, something crazy, like, a long time ago. The last time I cut it on some joke shit. I had long hair, and I cut it into a mullet, like, a real, like, OD mullet. And that was fun, but then it also, like, sucked having a mullet. And so then I was like, fuck this, cut that shit off, and then just grew it back.
Dude, the tweet of you and Puya where your guy's hair's all whack and it says, everyone has a weird cousin like this. I laughed so hard, man.
Yeah, I know what picture you're talking about where he's got the wig and it looks like my real hair.
Yes.
Yeah, that's lit. Yeah, that's my manager, Dylan, tweeted that tweet.
Now, are your nails real? Because a fan, like, described your fingers and nails as being, like, the perfect nail shape.
Yo, I get that shit all the time. Like no lie, deadass, I'll be, like, at the bank, and, like, the lady at the bank will be like, yo, your nails are so pretty. You have such beautiful hands. You should be a hand model. And I'm like, yo, you know, I guess I'm just blessed with beautiful hands. They're real nails. I always get that shit, too. People are like, yo, those are acrylics. And I'm like, no. How could I change my nail color, like, OD, like, all the time if that shit was acrylics? I would have to be mad rich. And, yeah, they're real, and they just grow like that. And they're mad strong, too. So they're, like, because I don't really, like, do shit. I don't even treat them that good. And they mostly don't break. And I'm out here, like, I'll be, like, skateboarding or, like, playing basketball or some shit with the long-ass nails, and they survive.
Dude, I love basketball, and I feel like you'll have an advantage with the nails in from, like, a rebounding standpoint. I mean, you can just scratch whoever you want.
True, yeah, yeah. I just go one hand in their face, and they're like, yo, it's like I'm throwing knives at them, and then I get the ball. Got to make up for being short by stabbing people on the basketball court.
Hey, man, dude, anything goes, dude. But when it comes to, I mean, your music, I recognize from that sense, too, that there's eternal beauty. Just because, unlike other artists who try this, you combine rap with early 2000s alternative rock unbelievably well. And, like, I consider that to be eternal beauty, too.
Hell yeah, I fuck with that. I love, 2000s, like, alt-rock and, like, pop-punk shit, and I love rap music. So I'm glad that you think that I do that well together. I try to do my little thing.
Well, and like, I mean, I know that you're inspired by one of my favorite bands in Blink-182, and like, that's one of the first bands I think of when I hear the instrumentals that you use, and Sum 41.
Hell yeah, that's sick. I love Blink-182 and Sum 41, like, so much. I really fuck with those melodies, and also, like, the whiny, like, pop-punk voice, and, but then also, you know, like, I fuck with bars, but rap, like, you gotta have a fat 808, you know?
Oh, and I mean, you clearly do, and it's like, dude, the background vocals, though, like, on I Don't Feel Anything in Particular, like, just having those background vocals at the end of the song, that adds such a sweet element to the song as a whole, and like, I fuck with that so much.
Hell yeah, man, thank you. I try to, sometimes my man Audio Opera that mixes my shit, he'll be mad at me because I send him over the stems, and he's like, bro, you have like 9 vocal layers in this shit. I'm like, just do it, just trust me, it's lit.
So did you always, I mean, from a musical standpoint, did you always go in with the intentions of combining these two genres?
Not even, it just like happened like naturally, I guess. I used to like make more rappier rap, and then one day this kid had sent me a beat where it didn't even have like a guitar or nothing, but it just like the, something about it, I was like, yo, I could do like these kind of melodies over it, and then I did that, and then I just kept fucking with that, and then I started getting more beats from people that like sounded better like that, and then just like, yeah, kept going in that direction.
One, like, the Tax Purposes beat, like on Let It Bleed, like that's the epitome of that kind of genre beat, and I love it.
Yeah, that shit is sick. Yeah, shouts out to Tax Purposes. That beat is sick. I just shot a video for that shit. I actually, my man just sent me over like a rough fucking like 30-second clip of it, and I was like, yo, it's so lit.
From that standpoint, you intrigue me. But what really catches my eye about you is your personality. And in that definition of Sethany that I talked about earlier, so it says that you know, this beauty and grace can sometimes be outshined by personality. And it's your personality that really, I mean, has me interested in that. I mean, you tweet a lot. I'm so ready to die. Inside my shell, I wait and bleed. So, like, what life experiences have led you to think like that? Because that's not normal.
I don't know, man. When I feel like Twitter is bad. Because, like, Twitter, you're, like, when you feel bad and you want to, like, yell into the void and be like, fuck life, fuck everything, you, like, go on Twitter. Because you're not just going to, like, go outside. It's not going to be raining, so you can go outside and drop to your knees and just be like, fuck. So you got to go on Twitter and be like, yo, I fucking hate my life right now. And then you forget that there's people that are then going to, you know, like, I'll be like fucked up and feeling shitty, and then I tweet like some shit like that. And then you wake up in the morning, you look at your phone, it's got like a bunch of retweets and faves. You're like, fuck. I guess everyone else hates life too. Wait and Bleed is a Slipknot lyric, actually. Low-key, shouts to Slipknot on my new metal shit.
Yeah, because, I mean, dude, like, going on your Twitter and listening to your music, like, one can get the impression that this dude just wants to go to hell and is depressed as shit, and you're not like that, just talking to you right now.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm doing good. I go in waves. I'll either feel bad, but then I'll make a song about it, and that makes me feel better, usually, or it'll help. And then if I feel good, then I'll try to make a song about that.
Yeah, dude, that's, I mean, I'm really surprised by that because, I mean, a lot of your music, I mean, not, I don't want to say it sounds depressed, but it just sounds sad.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be sad, man, but I'd be happy too. You know, life is full of a scope of emotions.
Dude, of course. And I mean, I can't say it enough. Like, you are really, like, on the come up in this shit. So even the fact that, I mean, you're sad at times really surprises me because you have so much going for you. I mean, just in the last month, I mean, I Don't Feel Anything has 100,000 listens on SoundCloud. Pigs and Planes just picked you up last week. It's like, what's there to be sad about when you're on the come up so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, that all that shit is sick, but it doesn't, I don't know. The sadness is like an internal thing. I never feel like I'm like doing good enough, but I'm stoked. I've been getting a lot of love lately. It's tight, but I won't be sad about like, oh no, no one likes my song. It's more so like, oh no, I feel like shit, I'm a piece of garbage type shit.
So in the song Clipped in My Own Wings, so when you say my mind keeps talking, wish it shut up, I mean, what you just said about feeling like a piece of garbage, that's what you meant by that, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, like, you just like, maybe you just like sit there and you're like, fuck, like, what am I doing with my life? I don't know, everything sucks, everybody hates me. Or I think about like one thing I did and I'll dwell on it forever. I'll be like, why did I do that? I'm such a shitty dude. And yeah, sometimes you gotta shut up your brain, and then you just get fucked up, and then you feel bad about that. You're like, yo, why did I just spend all my money? I just drank mad drinks. I did a bunch of drugs. I hate myself again. And it's a terrible cycle.
So all of those components form what you would call your pretty little hell.
Yeah, definitely. That would form my little pretty hell for sure. It's mad funny because it's such a happy song, but it's actually about, I'm like very, it's a very sad song as well.
Dude, it's extremely sad.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful pop punk upbeat version of being sad.
That's a good way to put it. So when did you learn to accept that, I mean, your world is a pretty little hell?
Damn, I don't know. I guess when I wrote that song. When I wrote that song, all my friends had just moved away, and I was I felt very alone, and I was like just like doing mad drugs and shit. Then I was like, you know what? Nah, life is sick too, even if like it's trash, you know?
Yeah, because like I see like the Everything video, and I mean the first 2 seconds, the just in bold letters, it just says somewhere in hell, like appear. So it just seems like, I mean, you give the persona that you're always in hell.
Yeah, man, life is hell. Like, hell is other people, but hell is also being alone, too.
Do you still feel alone?
I go in waves. I feel less alone. Sometimes I feel very alone. I have a song called Alone that I made when I felt very alone also. But it depends. I don't know. I'm, like, out in, like, the middle of nowhere in Canada, so it's I live in a small place, so, like, I know, like, you go around and, like, everybody knows everybody, but also it's, like, I don't know, you feel, you're, like, isolated and shit, you know? It's that, like, emptiness.
So is that why you carry around Mickey and Minnie when you film music videos?
Yeah, they're my little friends. Yeah, no, that shit's, yo, I feel like those low-key probably worth mad money, because they're, like, they're not, like, a soft toys, they're, like, made out of, like, parachute material. I found them at a thrift store, and I was, like, yo, I love these guys.
So those are really yours?
Yeah, those are really mine. Me and my friend bought them. We co-own Mickey and Minnie. Shouts out to my friend Misha.
Dude, that's dope, man. So there's a comment on YouTube that I found really interesting that a fan said, saying that your music brings him death. How does that make you feel?
Damn, well, I hope that he doesn't really die, but that's lit. I fuck with that shit when people say, sometimes people try to go too hard to say some shit that they're like, yo, I want to say like some crazy shit that will like, you know, like some edgy shit that will make you like me. And they're like, yeah, man, I just love to like think about killing myself and listen to your songs. And I'm like, yo, don't kill yourself. Just chill. But I like it when people will hit me up. Sometimes they'll be like, hey, death, blah, 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 blah. And then I think about myself as if I was death, like the Grim Reaper. And they're just like hitting me up. And then that shit is sick. It makes me laugh.
This is going to sound really deep. I know you can relate to it from this conversation alone. But when I listen to your music, specifically songs like I Don't Feel Anything in particular, I kind of realize just the revelation that we're all human, in that you can have all the materialistic things in the world and still not feel anything or be happy. And then combining that with the added pressure of having to make your mom proud, those are all human components in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's true, man. You know, nothing can make you happy, but also everything can make you happy, you know?
You need to write a book.
Yo, that's lit. I always thought I would write a book, but I think that's too hard. Maybe if I'm old, that would be lit if I make it to be really old and I wrote a book. That's my new goal. I'm going to put that in my list of things to do.
Yes. Okay. So first of all, off of that. So one, you don't think you're going to live very long?
I don't know. I like to have a pretty shitty lifestyle, but I'm active. I like to walk around, and I'll go ride a skateboard. So maybe exercise keeps you alive. But I do things like I drink a lot and I smoke cigarettes and whatever else. And that's not very good for you. So, yeah.
So then, secondly, what else is on this list before the time comes, before you meet the Grim Reaper?
Damn, I don't know, a bunch of shit. I want to just keep moving, you know, like keep making music, making videos. I want to go on tour, fucking glow all the way up, you know?
Dude, yes, sir. So what else can you tell me about this Sethany EP? What can we expect? When's it coming out?
It's coming out soon. I'm waiting on a couple little things. Waiting on the art, waiting on a feature, and I'm going to wait till I hit like 5K at least on SoundCloud. But that, I think that's going to be like pretty soon, low-key. It's like 8 songs and a bonus song. And I already shot 2 or 3 videos for songs off it. And it's also, it's lit. It's very good. I like it a lot. I've been working on it for a minute by accident. I didn't even think about it for a while, and then I was like, yo, I have all these songs, and it just like started picking out an EP and of the best ones. And so I hope that everyone likes it too.
Let me tell you, man, dude, everyone is gonna like this. I can't say enough. Like, there's a very few artists that I feel has come up as quickly as you have. Like, you're killing it.
Hey, yo, thanks, man. It feels I'm like numb to it. Nothing ever feels like enough now. I just want more, you know. It's like I put something out and it's like, oh, okay, this is doing well. Nice, let's like make 4 more videos. Let me make like 30 more songs. Just want to keep going.
Dude, that can be both a blessing and a curse though. Like I feel the same way with the podcast game, but that's when like your mind starts to race and starts to cause unnecessary problems when you can't settle for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. You got to be able to like take a step back sometimes and just chill for a bit. But it's also good to be like, if you're charged up, like you got to run off that. I always feel like I'll have like a week where I'm like making a song every day and like working on some other shit and like, you know, planning a video or whatever. And then the next week I'll be like, yo, I don't even think I'll ever make a song again. I'm fucking trash. I already made the best song I'll ever make. And then you do nothing. But that's probably bad too. You got to find that balance.
Dude, yes, man. Like balance, like especially in this industry, but just in life, like you have to find that balance. And I feel like that's what we're really all searching for at the end.
True. Yo, that's true. That's deep, man. You got to find what can make you happy. You got to enjoy life, but you got to also fucking rise and grind, who up, you know?
Dude, you bring out the deepness in me, Smart Death.
Hell yeah, bro. I fucks with it.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on. I was really curious to see, like, who you were going to be based on, like, the music. Like I said, I'm like, this guy's going to be all about death, and, like, you're dope as hell, man.
Yo, thanks, man. Yo, I'm pretty nice. I think I put all of my negative emotions and shit all into the music, so most of the time you catch me, I'm pretty nice. Sometimes you might catch me and I'll be like real depressed, but most of the time I'm chill. I'd be cracking jokes and shit.
Dude, I feel you, man. You're dope as hell. I appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, bro. I appreciate you too. Thanks for having me on. This is fun.
Of course, man. Guys, follow Smart Death on Twitter @SmartDeath. Be sure to follow him on SoundCloud as well. You can follow Nick and I on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Instagram @BackToBackHipHop. Thank you so much for listening. Peace out.
I'm so high.
No, I don't feel any
so much money in my pocket that my wallet won't close. I got ice around my neck and it feels like it's froze. But I don't give a fuck, cause I'm not the one you chose. Now I'm lying all alone, now I'm dying all alone. Now I'm crying on the phone, but that phone's iPhone 7. No, I probably go to hell, but at least my dogs will go to heaven. Now I'm fucking up a check, but I don't feel any. A fuck if anyone like me. I just blew a bill up my sinus. Just blew a bag and put some color on my eyelids. Wipe my tears with the same dang Louis scarf. Feeling low like how the chain hang in my heart. Being alive is just a phase we're all going through. But I like to go through
so
it.
Much money in my pocket that my wallet won't close. I got like it's froze, but I don't give a fuck, cause I'm not the one you chose. Now I'm lying all alone, now I'm dying all alone. Now I'm crying on the phone, but that phone's iPhone 7. No, I'll probably go to hell, at least my dogs will go to heaven. Now I'm fucking up a check, but I don't feel anything. No, I don't feel anything. I've been smoking on that loud, baby. I'm trying to make my mama proud, baby.